Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thursday, you're on Zolak and Bertrand. Beadle, Hardy.
Yeah, huh?
Not McCone.
Oh, there we go. All right.
We've got Matt McCarthy here today.
What a day.
Here's the difference between McCone and McTakey. You're going to hear from McTakey. You're going to hear from him.
Yeah, but you'll probably be kicking yourself half the time. When McCone speaks, people listen.
McCone doesn't speak enough.
Because it's so infrequently. McTakey.
You know why? McCone is polite, is what it is. Very polite person. So he's afraid to just cut somebody off. McTakey? No way. He's got something to say. He'll say it.
I don't want to blow up McTakey's spot. McTakey is old school, like, gentlemanly polite. I'm not going to say how
much. I just mean on the air.
Okay, I'm just saying in life, Matt McCarthy.
He's a gentleman.
He is a gentleman. All right? That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that.
Cam Newton's here. We were wondering when he was going to come to Foxborough.
Joining us live now on Zolak and Bertrand, Cam Newton. Come on in here.
Come on in, Cam.
Woo, you look good.
Nice hat. Love the scarf.
Oh, you mean he's
in the area.
He's in the general area.
He's in the vicinity.
Gotcha.
He's here in Boston.
He was yesterday.
Flew into Logan.
Yeah.
Last night.
Right.
And one local station was even live walking through the airport with him. Now that to
talk about old school.
That's coverage.
I love it.
That's Channel 7.
That was fun.
Kudos. Great job. Live on television telling him, "Cam, you're live on Channel 7."
I couldn't believe it. We'll listen to it. When they say that, I'm like, that is some old school news hound stuff right there.
Champ, we're live on the airwaves.
Champ, you got to give him what for?
All right, here it is. Last night, Cam Newton arriving in Boston.
Cam Newton told me he was warned not to say anything, so he really couldn't say too much, but did tell me he is excited about joining the New England Patriots.
Just one station there as the Patriots' new quarterback touches down in Boston.
Can I stop this for a second? I literally have a TV question here.
Okay, what is it?
Everyone does it the same way. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen, blah, blah, blah.
And then
cut to a narration of the same reporter saying the same stuff over again. And then they say the same stuff, and then they come back out and maybe give you another nugget or something. Local, national, they all do the same thing. I'm standing up here live, and Cam Newton was at the airport today. Cut to, Cam Newton was at the airport today. I'm like, it's the same person. The same person. Why do we do it like this?
I don't know, but it sort of works.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
It's that bugs the crap out of me.
I think it's nice. It's like a reset when they go into the piece, because if you are, like you describe all the time,
you need one of those cognitive tests. You can't remember what someone's 15 seconds before.
No, I'll tell you what it's for. For people like you who often have something on in the background, you talk about it all the time. Oh, yeah, you know, it caught my ear, the crowd noise, as you told us yesterday, watching a baseball game.
No.
Oh, the crowd noise caught my ear, so I looked at the TV.
How dare you?
Oh, I heard the name Cam Newton. What are they talking about? And then you turn your attention to the television.
I am present.
And they reset.
I am present.
For the half-watchers.
Nope.
You're a half-watcher is what you are.
You got me confused
with
someone else.
You're not fully committed to the program.
Nope. Nope.
You're a half-watcher.
That's only...
Why do you think we repeat ourselves 14 times a day on everything we talk about?
Well, this is more of a passive medium. We're with you in the car right now. Hey, watch yourself. Oh, check your blind spot, you know? We're talking one-on-one with somebody who's really focused in on the road, maybe, or at their desk listening to the computer, television, sitting there watching the TV set. I'm getting my news. Well, I'm getting my Cam Newton update. You don't need to tell me the same thing three times, especially it's like, I'm telling you what's happening outside the airport.
Not inside the airport.
It's like you cut to the same thing.
All right, well, we're talking about Cam Newton here today, who's now in Boston. And Cam, last night, landed at Logan Airport, and Channel 7 was there live on the air with Cam Newton. Here it is.
Joining the New England Patriots.
Just one station there as the Patriots' new quarterback touches down in Boston in style and tight-lipped.
How are you feeling touching down here in Boston?
We caught up with Cam Newton as he made his way off the plane from Atlanta over to the baggage claim, grabbing his bags, and then an unexpected move onto an airport shuttle bus as he left Logan Airport. It was all live on 7 News.
I'm sorry. I know you didn't want to talk. Anything that you can say to Patriots Nation right now, again, you're live with Channel 7.
No disrespect to nobody, but I'm extremely ecstatic. But I'm not talking.
Before his New England...
Hold on. Someone in the background
yelled, clean as a whistle, I thought he said.
Like somebody like looking sharp.
I thought I heard that this airport's clean as a whistle, no?
That may have been it. Boston's really nice.
I thought he was talking about his hat.
But I'm extremely ecstatic.
I don't know what it is.
It's an airport. Airport's clean as a whistle.
Airport is clean as a whistle.
You ever been in a filthy? Have you ever been in a filthy airport?
Sure, they're all dirty. They're all dirty. I think I was flying back from Vegas a couple of years ago. I remember being in the airport and the trash was overflowing.
Oh,
I was like, "What is this? This is Las Vegas in the new terminal too."
Talk to Mayor Goodman about that.
Right, get on that. Okay. Well, no one's using it, so
four people flew yesterday. Yeah.
Do you know when I see planes in the sky now, I often think, gee, I wonder how many people are on that plane. Like four? Five? How many are flying today?
They did a story in Providence yesterday at the airport saying, are people following the quarantine rules? Because they used to have the National Guard there making sure they get the information.
Yeah.
Now it's just they show you the sign and say, it's up to you to sign up for the app and do the thing, right? They said, of the 16 flights that landed, four have only came from states that you could not have to quarantine.
Oh.
So only 16 flights landed in Providence
yesterday.
I'll
tell you, this is great news for the people of Milton. There are far fewer flights and they have far less to complain about these days. So congratulations. Sosi and all your friends.
They've picked up, though. It's funny. It's you can tell when they picked up because, you know, we are southwest of the real complaining zone.
Yep.
So I see like
the real complaining zone.
I see off to the east, you know, the stuff that's, you know, heading there. I'm like, oh, there's another one for him to complain about. That's not bothering me, but it's going to bother somebody in about 90 seconds.
They're going to be pissed.
About another 2 minutes when it's flying over Milton.
Okay, let's get to more on Cam, Channel 7.
But I'm not talking.
Before his New England arrival, Cam posting this video on Instagram.
And it very well could be like that.
Working out with wide receiver Julian Edelman.
How has it been getting to know your new teammates?
As you probably know, I've been warned not to talk much.
He did make a zip your lips gesture followed by a thumbs up when Seven sports reporter Chelsea McDonald asked about connecting with his wide receivers.
I texted them too because they're picking me up. I was like, Cam Newton's on my flight. Let's try
now,
to get a pick.
This is weird because there was no transition to who these guys are. These are just Patriots fans who happen to be on the flight from Atlanta with Cam Newton.
Yeah, but they have time to tell you what they're going to tell you and then go to the tape where they're going to tell you what they're going to tell you and then they're going to tell you, but they don't actually explain,
well, they don't actually
the
explain
stuff in the
this part. They don't narrate this part
no,
because it goes from Julian Edelman
to
thumbs
Sully.
Up to, right, Sully in the airport.
You said flight from Atlanta?
That's what they said. I don't understand that. I thought he was on the West Coast.
Oh, maybe.
In the report, they said the flight landed from Atlanta.
It connected in Atlanta.
Maybe it was a connection.
I texted them, too, because they were picking me up. I was like, Cam Newton's on my flight. Let's try to get a picture.
Fans excited when they realized they were on the plane with the star.
I didn't even know the whole time I'm on a flight with Cam Newton. It's a blessing to be on the flight with Cam Newton. I've been a Patriots fan since I was 13.
I love
Tom Brady gone. We got a new quarterback, Cam Newton. He going to do the thing this year. I feel it.
Fans say they will support him all the way as a new era begins for the New England Patriots.
Go Pats. Thank you.
He was a great sport through all of that. Now, training camp is supposed to start on July 28th, but the Patriots have not made an official announcement pending health and safety guidelines because of COVID-19. At Logan Airport in Boston, Nathalie Pozo, 7 News 19.
It's a blessing to be on the flight with Cam Newton. I love this already. This is already a circus. It's great. Hashtag blessed. Cam Newton is here, man. Cam Newton is here. Wearing his hat, wearing his scarf. Wearing, having like many bags of things, luggage, all high end, I'm sure, all very desirable, fashionable. Cam Newton has arrived and he's been told to shut up. Did someone get to him? Has it been too much on social media?
See, to me, that was interesting. He said, as you probably know, I've been warned not to say too much. Actually, we don't know that. Now, we assume stuff like that all the time, but we don't know. No. Who told you not to say too much? Did Coach tell you not to say too much? Cam, you're still live on Channel 7. But was your agent? Who's that? Did Jules warn you not to say too much? Got live on Channel 7.
Thumbs up. Go Pats, says Cam Newton upon arrival last night.
I do love the second fan, the unbridled enthusiasm. Cam Newton on my flight? Tom Brady gone? Cam's here? Let's go. Like, yeah, that's kind of it in an essence.
That is it.
I think that's it. When Stidham flies back in or flew back in, I don't know that there was that same kind of reaction.
He drove back in Cadillac.
Right. Now, right. Listen, Stidham could be the guy. Stidham could end up being the guy. But what are you going to tamp down the enthusiasm of an average football fan?
Nope.
Young man, fan since the age of 13?
Nope. No shot.
All hopped up and ready to go. He was on the flight with Kev. Like, that's a thing. That's a thing, man.
Best thing to happen in his life.
Where's Joe Murray? Jim just told me something about Joe Murray.
He tweeted you.
That the clip, the guy sounds like Tlaib.
It's a blessing to be on the flight with Cam Newton. I've been a Patriots fan since I was 13. Tom Brady gone. We got a new quarterback, Cam Newton.
That, you know, I thought the same thing. And that's when I also picked up on the fact that it was from Atlanta. I'm like, that guy must spend some time in Atlanta, or he's a Pats fan living in Atlanta, and there's a ton of them down there.
There are. We found that out.
A ton of Pats fans in Atlanta. So I don't know if he's from there, and he's, you know, maybe school in Boston. So, I don't know. But that guy sounded Southern.
But Cam Newton has been told to be quiet by someone. I will assume it's the Patriots have told Cam Newton to quiet. Be quiet. Does that mean the social media videos are done? Does that mean we're going to hear a lot less from him in all of the ways that he speaks to fans? Because he's pretty active.
This was my question. If he was told that,
yeah,
what was the tipping point? Don't answer now.
That's a good question.
Pick one thing.
That's a good question.
What sent somebody over the edge and warned him not to say too much?
All right,
more?
Let's talk about that with your calls. The arrival of Cam Newton. Are you excited for the arrival of Cam Newton? They are on Channel 7. They're loving it. Chad, you're live. We're talking about that. And also Tom Brady this morning, as Tom Brady is now joining a number of other players in the league and, you know, asking and demanding safety measures in the league. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady is officially
a Florida man in trouble with the law.
Cited for working out in a closed downtown Tampa park.
One Tampa man had the new QB show up inside his house.
Oh my God, Tom freaking Brady.
Tom Brady is seen holding that alligator with its jaws taped shut as he tries to buy beer.
Tom Brady has attacked an ATM.
Tom Brady says he doesn't remember anything about the night.
After calling 911 for a ride to the liquor store, he claims that he just didn't know what else to do. I blew out my
flip-flop. Florida man, Tom Brady.
Kind of works. The intro, the graphic.
He was just spotted leaving the Tampa Bay Bucks complex, I believe. That's where he was, getting his COVID test. And he left with a little boo-boo, a little Band-Aid on the inside of his elbow, where he had blood drawn, it appears. That's what Jim just told me. Hot off the presses.
Is there a blood test for COVID?
I assume that's a
thing. I mean, why wouldn't you get tested like every other person's been tested with a swab that tickles your brain? And that's the COVID
Unless
test.
Unless they took blood for something else. He definitely had the thing on his elbow.
Oh, well, they could be checking for antibodies. Right?
Drug test, maybe? I don't know.
Don't know. I'm not sure.
What are you grinding coffee beans back there?
Yeah, what was that?
There's the rack of equipment behind us. Just every once in a while, the cooling fan just goes off for like a 3-second burst, and then it stops.
Oh, I'm sure it cools it right down.
Once an hour, it just goes. Good. Back within operational parameters.
Yeah, that's a good question. So is there? I don't know that there is blood testing. For the active virus.
If you told me Tom Brady was going in for a COVID test, I would not expect him to walk out with a Band-Aid on his arm.
Well, the word is he has the Band-Aid on the arm. So he did have the blood draw in there, too.
He did go in for a COVID test, and he did go in, and he did come out with a Band-Aid on his arm. I don't know if they're related.
They may not be related. He may have had his blood drawn for something else.
There is blood testing for antibodies.
Thank you, McTakey.
You're welcome. Just confirming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to help.
It took him 23 minutes since he last spoke.
But when he did speak, he spoke too much. He went in there for like 3 seconds too long. He's wearing his own podcast T-shirt.
Do we sell those?
No. Where'd you get that?
Did you
pay to have that made?
I did not. And you want to talk about how hardcore this is, the hardcore baseball T-shirt?
Yeah.
My mother made it. It is extraordinarily hardcore. The most hardcore, in fact.
Has your mom ever had a T-shirt made for you, Vito?
She has not.
No.
Guess she doesn't love you as much as my mom loves me.
I guess. I guess that's the case. Here's what Tom Brady tweeted 14 hours ago at 7:57 p.m. last night. There are more questions than answers, but we must have faith in our NFLPA leaders, both players and staff, to get the game and the business of football in the right place. Let's stay unified and demand necessary answers from the NFL as partners. We're all in this together. Hashtag LFG.
Oh, God. God.
What a fraud. I mean, this is just so fraudulent.
You've got a social media team. And someone still allowed him to put, we're all in this together. It's like, don't you know that people are kind of over that now?
Don't you have a staff?
Yeah, they realize actually, we're not all in this together. Actually, there's a bunch of people doing a lot better than others, and there's a lot of people who are being tested so they can play football, and a lot of people would love to get a test, but they got to wait for 3 hours in a parking lot in Marlboro.
And then wait 8 days to hopefully get it back before they're, you know, in the hospital.
It's not, so, not all in this together,
I would say, Tom, it's actually the opposite. It's very divisive. We're actually having a really hard time agreeing on anything at the moment, much like we have for years now as a country. Yes, no, we're not in anything together anymore. But this is a joke. So the NFLPA has been pushing for safety measures in the sport to protect the players and to make players feel confident in coming back and working in a safe environment. That's what they've been doing for months now. In fact, it's why they advise that players not hold workouts together wherever they were going, like a high school field in Tampa. The NFLPA was telling their players, listen, you're going to have to just wait this one out. Stay home. Tom Brady, on the other hand, ignored that and then had very public workouts. And now he's going to sit there and, on behalf of the NFLPA and his fellow players, demand safety measures from the NFL. The NFL is going to look at Tom Brady and say, we're not listening to you. You're going to be the guy who makes that case? What have you done for safety measures? We told you to keep yourself safe in the offseason, and you couldn't do that. You couldn't resist the urge to go out. And I get why. The guy's a competitor. He wants to win. He's doing whatever it is he can do. But now he has no ground to stand on. None whatsoever to make this case. To make the case that the league's not doing enough for us. Well, you didn't want to do anything for yourself. So what is it that you're demanding from the league at this point? And this is yet again another tweet from a star player in this league that is very vague. All of this stuff is very vague the last week or so. All of these tweets. It's not easy to figure out what it is the players are asking for. It's not. It hasn't been. Their messaging has not been clear.
And you could argue on the other side, Beetle, it hasn't been crystal clear from the league either. But one thing that I think we can all agree on is that they've asked players to not gather in groups and not do anything that could further spread the virus, not only amongst themselves, but in the community. And Brady kind of ignored that one. Was the league at all ambiguous in terms of what they were asking for, or their own players association? Were they ambiguous in what they were asking the players to do? While, you know, especially if they were in some kind of a lockdown, or whether there was, if there were a stay at home advisory in place, they were telling their players to follow those orders. They were telling those players to essentially behave the way every citizen was being asked to behave. And Tom Brady wasn't doing that. Now, if he's fine and no other player was infected and they didn't infect it, good. Okay. You know, bully for them. They managed to get some workouts in and not, you know, disrupt things and not cause any problems. But it is a bit two-faced to say that, you know, we're all in this together and we all got to do the right thing, when he himself was kind of going off on his own and conducting workouts and doing stuff that was in direct disregard of the wishes and the mandates from his own union. He says, no, we're going to work out. Get a bunch of guys together and work out.
Here's what Mike Florio wrote about Brady. He said, despite Brady's current words, his behavior in recent weeks has undermined NFLPA leadership. He has repeatedly defied a recommendation to refrain from group workouts prior to training camp.
There it is.
Making it easier for the NFL to take a hard line under the assumption that if push comes to shove, the players will accept whatever safety rules the NFL offers because the players want to play football and aren't worried about the virus. At a minimum, then, NFLPA leadership may not do backflips over Brady's belated show of solidarity, given his recent efforts to cut against the union's message to its players. Here's the part where I know that there are some players who are not worried about the virus, but I know that not every player feels that way. In fact, some players have told you they are concerned about the virus, including the McCourties on their podcast over the weekend. They told you that they are concerned, and that has nothing to do with money, and that no amount of money would make them feel better about it. And that for them, it's strictly about health of themselves and their family.
Yep.
So there are veteran players in this league who do care about this. Brady does not appear to be one of them. He has not appeared to be one of them at any point this offseason. Therefore, he's the wrong guy to be tweeting that out. In fact, if I were the NFLPA, I would have preferred he not tweet it at all. Leave that message to other players who have not done the things that Tom Brady has done this offseason. Because now the NFL's got a guy to point to and say, see, you guys are full of crap. Your argument is weak. You can't tell me that we're not doing enough when you didn't do enough in the offseason. I would have preferred if I was leadership in the NFLPA, Tom, don't tweet anything. You stay out of this. We're going to handle this for the rest of our players. I would have told him to be quiet for that. But what did the Patriots tell Cam Newton to be quiet for? What did he do? What did he do that was so bad? We'll talk more about that. And also, what's going to happen if you make it to an NFL game this season? Some restrictions being put in place. And we mentioned Cam Newton came from Atlanta. We've got something on the Falcons as well. All of it on the way. Here are the headlines with Matt McCarthy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Why? Are you just trying to aggravate us this morning?
Did you see the t-shirt I'm wearing today, Beto?
No.
That is not a faux vintage REM green tour t-shirt. This is actual. Purchased at the concert. Could look it up, McTakey. Google it, McTakey. Cobo Hall, REM, green tour. I'm going to say March of 1989. I was at the show and bought this t-shirt.
April 5th of 1989.
How do you... I just looked it up. Look at you.
It's in the first result. REMtimeline.com.
I purchased this April 5th, 1989. Didn't put it in the dryer for the first 15 years I owned it.
That is remarkable because that t-shirt does not look more
31
than...
31 years old?
More than 6 months old.
It's fine. You know,
it's in good shape.
Thank you. You got to take care of your things.
That's vintage right there.
That's actual vintage tea.
That is vintage tea. The real deal. Real deal vintage tea. What is it that set the Patriots over the edge to tell Cam to be quiet?
I thought, just knee jerk, I went last thing out there, the video with him and Julian Edelman. Right? I just thought that. Upon discussing it with Jim and Tom for 5 seconds, one of them mentioned something that changed my mind.
Okay. Do you know what I think it is?
What?
I don't think it's anything specific. Okay. I think this is standard operating procedure, and they know Cam is a guy who likes to talk a lot and be very social. He's a very social player. And they just said, hey, Cam, when you get here, you know, all right, time to tone it down a little bit. Time to focus on football and getting ready for camp and let's wrap up your off-season stuff.
And Beetle, you're probably right.
I think that's what it is.
You're probably right.
But it's more fun to sit here and say, what is it?
Thank you.
Did something piss them off?
Thank you.
And what do you think it is?
Let's have some fun.
What do you think it is, Jim and Tom? What did they say?
The YouTube roundtable video.
Coach McDaniels, are you able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now?
Yeah, that is sort of flipping the power dynamic of the New England Patriots on its head, where a player's telling a coach what to do.
Besides ignore the noise, what's the main message? Speak for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Don't speak for Coach McDaniels. Speak for yourself.
Well, he's speaking for himself to tell Coach McDaniels you've got things you can call that you've never called before.
Don't tell him what he can do. You do what you do.
Yeah.
I'm a dog. I'm saying it.
He also talked about Bill in that, too.
All right. You know, and I thought, hey, you're getting a dog.
He talked about Bill Belichick in there. In that video, he said, you know, how's Cam Newton and Bill Belichick going to work and all that? I mean, he did get into that, but that was weeks ago. So maybe speak for yourself and ignore the noise. And they certainly don't like anybody creating noise. They don't like that. And I think the Patriots and Bill Belichick probably still want to play this up as some sort of quarterback competition, despite the fact that the local TV station goes live when the guy shows up at the airport, which tells you sort of the stature of the player versus the other guys on the roster.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any less of a competition in their eyes. Beetle, look, there are enough smart football people that I have heard speak out on this and say they believe it's still, as crazy as it sounds, Stidham's job to lose.
Scott Zolak, our very own, right here on this show.
He's not alone.
Zoe is convinced of it.
He's convinced that Stidham is the guy. And I will, I'll even grant you that for the long-term interest of this team, if Stidham does in fact emerge as the guy,
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
It makes sense money-wise. It makes sense age-wise. It makes sense tenure-wise. I just can't overlook the fun and the excitement of Cam Newton being here and Cam Newton actually being the guy, even if it's just for a year. Even if it's just for a year. How much fun is this? How much fun is this as opposed to, well, put off training camp for another couple of weeks and then we'll, you know, see Stidham emerge as the guy with Hoyer to back him up. Oh. And that might be best, you know? Crystal ball, look in the future. Yeah. But how much fun is that? Is it fun? Would it be as much fun sitting here talking about just Stidham and Hoyer and when they're going to be able to get into camp and throw passes and 7-on-7? No.
Nope.
This is fun.
This is way more fun.
This is way more fun. And if again, may not be for the best, may not be for my own rooting interests, that's what I want to see. Cam Newton.
We're live on Channel 7, Hardy. We're live. Live on television.
Did you see the guy in one of the stills, or in the video itself, the guy with Cam Newton with all the camera gear?
Yeah. That guy was with him, right?
Of course. Come on.
So I assume there's going to be more photos or videos.
Well, the video. Did you see the video that came out from, was it Iconic Saga? That's the production company that's following him around.
I did not see this video.
That's the one that's on Instagram. I put it on our show Instagram page, too.
It's of last night?
It's of him at the airport landing. It's on there. It's of him. I think I sent it to you guys. But yeah, I think that's the one I threw in. I threw the Channel 7 one in there.
Okay.
But there's another one. He's got the production company with him.
Yes, I saw them. I saw the guy who was a few steps behind as he walked through the airport.
Some very nice equipment slung over his shoulder.
How about this, by
documenting
the way,
every single moment of the man's life.
Cam got on a shuttle, though, on the Logan Airport shuttle. Where was he going?
Blue line.
Is he going the
blue line?
Silver line.
Silver
line.
Which one? What's the one that takes you there and then you take the shuttle? Is that the silver line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was on like the Logan shuttle that brings you like around the airport into the rental car terminal. Like,
where? Probably going to South Station.
Like, how did he
then
not
go
have,
right on the commuter?
How did he not have car service?
To Foxborough.
How did he not have someone there with a little placard with his name on it? Newton. Like, where was that guy? He's getting on the shuttle.
It's a better TV show this way.
Yeah, it's a much better TV show. Like, yeah, I've got to go over to the Enterprise, you know, pick up my car.
Hurts.
Oh, I meant to send you guys something last night. I meant to send you
another Photoshop.
It's my Photoshop that I did that I fixed the image of Cam Newton at the airport by drawing the word Hurts in the background. I forgot to send it.
Better than the Stephon Diggs Photoshop that we got sent. We can still see Fitzgerald's hair.
I think someone needs to take the Larry Fitzgerald at the Hurts counter and Photoshop Cam into the image walking through with his luggage. I think that should be the new one. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We will get to your calls coming up next. That, I promise. We got some open lines if you'd like to jump on board. As I mentioned, there are some new restrictions going into place in the NFL. We will get to that. We'll tell you about it. Also, an interesting way of divvying up tickets to a games in Atlanta for the Falcons this year. That and some NBA discussion coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Okay, this makes up for the last segment. 617-779-0985.
Gotta play this when Zoe's gone.
Why?
Tom Petty.
He's an idiot. He has no taste. Let's get to a couple of items here. Number one, if you're able to get into Gillette Stadium or any other NFL stadium, you already knew this about going to Foxborough. But the NFL has announced, like many private businesses have, that if you are to come into an NFL game this year, you will be wearing a mask. That is their rule. The NFL has made a league-wide rule. Do you have an issue with that being announced on July 22nd? It came out yesterday.
No.
Does it seem premature? Does it seem like they should be focused on other things?
No. That's fine. Let people know now. I have an issue with people who are all upset about having to wear a mask in there when what you should, if you want to worry about something, worry about getting in at all. That's what I say. Like
the league, you mean? The league or the fans?
The fans.
Okay.
Fans were like, oh, I can't believe we're going to have to wear a mask if we go in. If I were you, I wouldn't even worry about that. Worry about whether you're actually going to get into the stadium. Then worry about whether or not you'll go if forced to wear a mask. You're worrying about the wrong thing.
The sooner you wear the masks as a population, the sooner you get to a point where you can allow more fans into the building.
Yeah.
Is what I'd be saying. But the NFL has made it very clear early on here. If you're going to a game, they're going to let you know now you're going to be wearing a mask. And that, of course, assumes that they will be able to get fans into most of their buildings. I don't even know if that's going to be the case. Meanwhile, the Falcons have told their season ticket holders the team plans to have as many as 10 to 20,000 fans at home games this season. I find Falcons ticketing stories always fun because they have this weird thing where people have defaulted on their PSLs. Which they have there.
Season tickets. Premium seat licenses.
No. Personal seat license.
Personal seat license.
Which
licenses.
Means you buy the rights to the seats with just paying that. That's not even getting you tickets. You pay for the seat license, then you pay for your tickets. But there are people that have like defaulted on them there, and so they have seats at their stadium that are not filled because the tickets are not purchased, and legally they cannot sell them to somebody else. Which is the trouble you get into when you start selling PSLs and you start doing a cash grab, which to the Patriots' credit, they never, ever did. They did not go that route when they built their stadium. And they built their stadium with their own money. So be thankful that the NFL team here in this market is not like all the other bums out there in this league.
So PSLs, and you know, this is generally speaks to a different tax bracket than mine. The difference between that and quote,
not necessarily because they are sold for every seat in the stadium. Some of the PSLs are $200, $300, $500.
So what that does, as opposed to a season ticket, where no, you buy all the tickets. You have season tickets. You are on the hook for those season tickets for that year. If you have them, you're going to buy every single one. Now, whether it's you and a group of friends, that's on you. But you buy the season ticket. I get it. The PSL just grants you the right. Like right of first refusal on those tickets? Is that what it is?
Right. You basically own the rights to the seats. You are the person that has the right to purchase the tickets for those seats.
But has the right to purchase them first.
No, basically only. You're the only person that could buy them.
So what's
unless
the...
you sell the PSL to somebody else.
So it's a separate cost in addition to the cost of the tickets. How much is a PSL?
Depending on the seat, it can go from anywhere from in the top rows to a couple $100 to in the front rows, tens of thousands of dollars.
Gotcha.
And most of them, when they opened the stadium in Atlanta, were financed. So you had to put 10% down on your PSL. But that's a side story. Here's what they're doing now.
So, and once again, if you default on the payment on your PSL, they can't sell the ticket for that seat to someone else.
Yes, which is wild. So they have seats that have been in their stadium
the last couple of years. It's like a real estate issue almost.
Yes, it is. And they've got to go through court and they've got to figure it all out.
Jesus.
But they've got seats in their stadium the last few years where they could not sell them. They were empty, unpaid for, and yet they couldn't sell the tickets to someone else. It's wild. So anyway, they said in an email to their season ticket holders, basically, we're going to do a lottery system. They want you to rank the first four home games that you'd like to attend, if any. So here's the thing. There, you don't have to. You could pass on the season, same way you could in other places.
Yep.
They want you to rank the games. And you laugh, Hardy. You laugh. Is this the way that every team is going to go? Will every team say, hey, we've got 40,000 season ticket holders. I don't know the exact number for the Patriots, but let's assume it's that range, okay?
Yeah.
40,000, 50,000, whatever it might be. We want to treat all of our season ticket holders well. We want everyone to have a chance to get to a game. Maybe the most senior season ticket holders get four games.
Well,
and then someone else gets two games. And if you're brand new to it, you get one game. Is there going to be something like that everywhere?
And that's why I think it'll be different from team to team, because you say that we want to treat all of our season ticket holders well.
Right.
There are plenty of teams that say, we want to treat them all well. There are some that we need to treat better than others. And there is going to be a hierarchy in terms of how long you've held the tickets, which, does that sound unfair to you?
No.
If you've been a season ticket holder for decades, then
you should get the most out of anybody.
Yes. I've been buying tickets, you know, for this team, you know, through thick and thin every single season, year after year after year. Now I got to get in line with somebody who just, you know, became a fan yesterday. No. I get first choice on these. Seems okay to me.
That might be what happens with the Falcons when everyone submits their first four, the most senior or best ticket holders, whatever it might be, get the games that they put in for first, and then it trickles on down.
Yeah, I mean, do you even need to wonder, looking at their schedule, like what most people are going to be picking? If you had, I mean,
I could tell you that the Tampa Bay game and the Saints game are probably the top two.
There you go.
Without even looking at their schedule, I don't know what they have for other games. I haven't looked at it other than knowing that those are going to be hot games in Atlanta.
Oh, they're getting a lot of good games this year. I mean, there's some to choose from. If you were forced out of, I mean, everyone wants the Tampa Bay game. And in Atlanta, they have Seattle at home.
That's a good one.
They've got Seattle.
And that's the opener.
They've got the Lions. That's a hot ticket. October 25th. Ooh,
good one. Ooh, can't wait for that. Yeah, the Bucs game at Atlanta is in December. That one will be a hot ticket.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Eric in Winthrop. Bye, Eric.
Hey, you said exactly what I was going to say about Cam Newton with the standard operating procedure. I think he just got his first talking to, and they said, listen, when you're here, you got to shut up and take it easy. And I think that's what happened. But I think the luggage thing, you know, carrying the luggage and taking the shuttle bus, it's a good look. It makes him look like, you know, a common man, working man.
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing that doesn't go along with carrying all of his own luggage and taking the shuttle bus is the documentarian that's following him through the airport.
I know. Imagine if you had a scribe following you around all day.
No, I can't imagine that. Imagine that, everything you do all day. And thanks for the call, Eric. Every day. Just some guy following you with a camera.
Here's Bobby Jones and Mr. Keeler, who follows him everywhere, from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Documents his every move.
When you own the production company, though, nothing's going to get out there that you don't want out there.
No, I understand. You can do whatever you want. It's not about worrying about what gets out there. It's about just, this guy still following me, huh? Still taking videos of me.
It's like Monty Brewster hires the photographer to follow him all around, trying to spend $30 million in 30 days. I want it all documented.
It's not like he's worrying about what he's wearing. He's always dressed to the nines wherever he goes.
It is a good look, though, to be carrying your own luggage and get on the shuttle bus, though. I think that is a good look.
It's just odd.
It's just a little weird.
Have you ever taken the shuttle bus at Logan?
Oh, absolutely.
Once or twice, but you make other arrangements. Most of the time.
You're getting an Uber or a cab or whatever. Right. Or you walk across the bridge to the garage.
You don't do it regularly. Probably haven't taken that shuttle recently.
No, I have not. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Because usually it's something else that's picking you up right there.
Yeah.
Whether it's a friend or a cab or, again, if you go on vacation with your kids and you... What?
I said the team?
The team.
Right. For him. Talking about you and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm talking about Cam Newton. So
that's why it's odd.
Yes.
He showed up at Logan like he or his agent were on the phone. It's like, I'm flying in tomorrow. What happens when I get there?
Hold on.
But get your ass on a shuttle like everybody else.
We live here, right? We live here. But what about when you travel and go to another airport? You almost always get on a shuttle of some sort in another city where you don't live.
Yeah, you know what? The team probably can't come in contact with him until he's probably going to only see medical people when he arrives and then get tested and then just quarantine, right?
That could be it, too. Maybe they can't send, they're not sending a representative at this point in time because of COVID reasons.
That person goes back in the building. He's already been in contact with Cam. And then if Cam tests positive, this guy's already been back in the building.
I liked the guy who appeared to be working for the airport, who walked with him the whole time. It looked like.
Yeah, he got the escort out.
Good gig for him. Oh, Cam Newton's here. I'll take care of this one. He's with me.
I'll direct you to the carousel. Well, can I just follow the signs?
No, I'll take you. It's confusing. Personal escort.
It's
a busy airport. A lot of people here. We got to help you get there. 617-779-0985.
Don't go to this Hudson News. The coolers don't work as well as the other ones.
Quick pause here. Just for headlines. We're right back. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.